retort. Okay, so when I first started putting this together, I realized there are many aspects of the elementals of nature that are unseen, and in this world, in this reality, are seen as mythical, not real. And yet it's been my experience that whether they're exactly the way we think they are, or if it's something else, they aren't unreal or mythical. They're actually there. They're just not seen, so to speak, but we can perceive them and receive from them. And just a few of them are like fairies and dwarves, and there are elementals that clean the air and work in, like pixies work in the forests and things like that. And so that's what we're going to explore, is these different beings and how we can commune and interact and be with them, even when the rest of the world doesn't think they're there, doesn't believe in them, doesn't want to have anything to do with them, or doesn't even think you can have anything to do with them. Okay. So if you were to just for a second, let's just get right into it. So if you were to just for a second, close your eyes if you want to, and ask to be shown to perceive any of the elementals around you that you have access to. It's funny, the birds started really chirping right when I asked that. And just allow yourself to expand. And what more can you perceive about the elementals that you have access to? And just ask them if they're willing to come closer to your body. And just notice what that does for you. Do you back away? Do you put up a barrier? Do you put down your barriers? Just whatever it is. And if you are putting up barriers, just ask, do you need to? Is it required? And now we're just going to ask them to stay present with us and be witness to what it is that we wish to create for a second here. So I ask you then, what is something that you would wish to create in your life? And I'm also going to ask you what it is that you wish will be created from that thing that you wish to be created. And what is it that you would like to create from that thing that you'd like to create from that thing you'd like to create? Because so often we think we need to create this one thing, but really we want something much greater than that. So what is the thing that we don't know how to articulate that we wish to create, but it's really the thing that we wish to create? Yeah, and let that energy come and just notice the greater space that comes when you ask that. Now, are you willing for that to stay spacious and receive from that space, or do you contract it a bit? And when you can open and receive from that space, you will bring that thing into your life. Now, what I'm noticing is that when you stay out of your heads and don't think about it so much, and you just perceive the space, and that thing you don't even know how to articulate that you'd wish to create, or maybe you don't even know that you want to create, but you really actually want to create that space, explore it. Just allow it to even grow greater. And I'm noticing that you guys are going to that space. And can you just perceive and thank the elementals for making it easier for you to be in that space? Because it's been my experience that that's what they do. They make things a lot easier and a heck of a lot more fun in many ways. Just joyful, you know, exciting. Yeah, and so that thing that you may not even know what it is yet, but you know you wish to create it, and that you can, and that it can be in some respect, or maybe you don't even know it can be, but you'd like it to be. Will you now open to receive what the elementals know that would contribute to your creating it? And receive. Just take it in. Release any sort of impulse to manhandle it or to control it in any way. And what else? What other space could be opened up that you weren't even aware of? And how much easier can it be? And take a breath. And now, just acknowledge that you have asked for it. And anything that you ask for will eventually come to be. So what else could you ask for now? Yeah. Now, all of this, of what we just did, I'm getting a sense that it's just opening up doors, opening up worlds. It is making, bringing things into your world that you have that wasn't there before. So just pay attention over the next while, and it may be soon, and it may be months, but because you have asked for that, it will show up. And it's really that simple. It seems like we didn't do much. Seems like, well, what? That was nothing. Yeah, it was nothing, and it was everything. Creation is so simple, and we make it so difficult. But when we bring in the elementals, all that difficulty disappears, and it allows us the space to create. So I would just like to hear from you. How was that? What did you notice for you? You can just unmute yourself if you want to talk. Oh, just hang on. Barb, is that you trying to talk? Can unmute yourself?
I wasn't trying to talk.
Oh, I'm sorry. I thought you were.
No.
Is there anyone trying to talk?
I will try and talk.
Hey, Jackie.
Yeah. It was a great exercise. I just have more ease and calmness and space.
Nice.
So thank you. Thank you.
Yeah. And thank you for saying that, that calm and that peace. Because I think sometimes we think creation is, it's so hectic, right? Like you got to be doing stuff to get stuff done. Mm-hmm. And that's actually not how creation works. If you look at nature, does it seem hurried and busy? Like it's trying to catch up and trying to catch its breath? Nature is like, chill. You go out, the grass is hanging out. The flowers are just sitting in the sun. The trees are waving in the air. Like, I mean, it is so relaxed and calm, and so much growth and creation happens during that. So thank you for that. Yeah. Anyone else have a comment to make?
Yes. For me, I was a little bit, can you hear me?
Yeah, I think so.
Okay. For me, I was a little bit distracted because of noises inside the house. And but in the traveling, I saw all the elementals and everything together. So the sea, the rocks and the birds, and so it was a little bit chaos, like what it is in nature. So everything yes. together and communion. So that was beautiful. Yeah.
Lovely, lovely. Right on. Yeah.
Yeah.
Now, like I said before, this was a quick exercise. And it seemed super simple because it was super simple, but it was super powerful. And if you go back and re-listen and ask for the things that you would like to create that you don't even know how to articulate that you would like to create, that you don't even know that you were led to believe that were impossible to create that aren't possible, and to just keep asking. And first ask the elementals to come up and be witness to your creations and to contribute to them in any way that they can. And open to receive them. Magic happens. It's so simple. And that is sort of what we're going to explore over these next 5 weeks. We're going to explore the elementals themselves, but also your being able to receive, perceive, be, and know what that world of magic is for you. Because like I said, it will be unique to you. So if you would like to continue on with us, send me a message and we'll get you set up. We, like I said, we'll meet every Monday, Wednesday, and Friday for 5 weeks at this time. And yeah, and we'll see what can happen. I get that it's just the beginning.
Thank you for this, Faye.
You're welcome. And if you've popped on and you haven't told me directly that you wanted this recording. If you want the recording, please message me. If you've already paid, you'll get the recording. If you messaged me directly on Messenger saying, give me the link, you will get the recording. But those who just came on from my email list, for example, please let me know if that you were here and that you you want the recording and I will send it to you. All right. And for some of you, I will see you again on Wednesday. And for those of you I don't, have a fabulous day and a fabulous life.
Hey, that was beautiful.
Yeah. And is there anyone else who wants to add anything before we go?
Just there was so much joy.
That is the life of the elementals.
Yeah.
Can't explain it. It's just there.
Yeah.
Yeah. And if you haven't quite gotten to the joy yet, if you didn't get that yet, I wonder what would happen after 5 weeks, because it's undeniable once you let it in. Thank you, Cass. Okay. We'll call it a day. I'll see some of you on Wednesday. The rest of you, see you later. Bye.